Welcome to Rethink Real Estate. My name is Ben Brady, and this is a real estate podcast based around the principles of our non-distressed auction model and Australian real estate concepts at work today in the US marketplace. We focus on scripts, dialogues, real situations in negotiation, listing appointments, prospecting, and all concepts to do with real estate. We look forward to being real and rethinking real estate with you. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Rethink Real Estate. Here with Jason and myself, Ben Brady. Continuing with our prospecting series. And our prospecting series and our topic today is understanding your number. And I think understanding your number is a key part of making sure that you're not just a busybody in real estate, Jace. Have you seen people running around with their head cut off like a, running around like a chicken with their head cut off. running around like a chicken with their head cut off. And you ask them, oh, you must be busy. How's things going? I've got one listing. It's incredible.
Funny how real estate's conducive to people being busy, just being busy with stuff, but not actually being busy, being dollar productive. there aren't very few agents out there that are doing actual dollar productive work and following a structure day in, day out. Yeah. And I think once you have that structure and once you figure that out, it can become a very, very easy business, but it can be very, very difficult when you've got somebody who is just doing it based on waking up that day and then tackling that day without actually knowing what the outcome is that's going to be at the end of it.
There's two things that irritate me in real estate, because you and I do a lot of training, okay? And second of all, we our phone rings unbelievably, right? And not to mention, we call a lot of people. There's two things that run me up the wall in real estate. First one is in a training session, you see somebody's phone buzz or ring, or they get a text, knowing that that agent does two deals a year, three deals a year, and they have to walk out of the classroom and they have to take that call. They, you know, it has to happen right now. Second of all is that when you call somebody that doesn't do any business and they don't call you back, it blows my mind. It's like, what could you possibly be doing that you can't actually call me back?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough of...
That's a rant over, I guess.
However, guys, today There's a process that we go through, and this would be a great thing to be able to reflect on, knowing your number, and go back and reflect on later. And you can go through step by step with this podcast and pause it and do it as we go through it, because we're going to take you through it today in understanding your number. What does your number actually look like and what is it? Because most people don't understand. If you ask most real estate agents, how many listings do you need to take in order to sell X number of homes in order to make X number of money and whatever it may be, you know, they don't actually understand what their number actually is in order to do so. So the first thing starts off with doing a reverse analysis of your number. What does your number actually need to be? So I'll give you an example of that. There are five steps in order to do that reverse analysis. First of all is understanding how much money do you want to make. How much money that you'd want to make is an important one, obviously, your income goal. Then secondly, how many homes do you need to sell to make X number? How many homes do you need to sell to make that money? Okay,
average sale price. Absolutely. Based on the average commission that you charge for that sale price.
Absolutely. Third one, how many listings do I need to secure in order to get X number of houses sold? Okay.
What's your list to sale ratio?
Correct. What is your list to sale ratio? And the next one is something that most people don't know. What is your listing to list ratio? So how many listing appointments do you need to go on in order to list X number of homes? So how many homes do you need to list? How many homes do you need to do listing appointments on to secure X number of homes? And then leading on to your prospecting diary, so to speak, you don't have to write Dear Diary in it, but it's important that you keep a log of your activity. So how many door knocks, cold calls, open houses, mail drops, so on and so forth, do you need to secure X number of listing appointments? It's funny though, when you ask people what is the best prospecting activity that you do, most people don't know. And I think that one thing that you should seriously consider is for 4 weeks doing all types of prospecting, whether it be door knocking, cold calling, open houses, mail drops, you know, prospecting around your own listings, all of that type of stuff that all goes through the expired phone calls. What is the best form of getting actual listing appointments for you? And noting down how many contacts do you need to make in order to get X number of appointments? And then you can understand what are your best listing funnels? What are your best income streams or listing streams? dreams, because you think about a business, think about your business like a Macy's department store, guys. A Macy's department store has a men's and women's, yes, but it also has, you know, perfume. They also have homeware. They also have all this type of cooking stuff, whatever. They have all this type of stuff that they have in multiple departments, but then they have departments within those individual departments as well. Underwear, you know, sweaters, gloves, all of that type of stuff. They have multiple income streams for them. Okay, we need to think about your business with diversifying it a little bit more and having multiple prospecting streams, multiple listing appointment streams.
Yeah.
Okay. So those five reverse analysis, I'll go through them once again so that you can understand them. Number one, how much money do I want to make? Number two, how many homes do I need to sell to make X amount of money? Number three, how many listings do I need to secure to sell X number of homes, list to sale ratio? Number four, how many listing appointments do I need to conduct to secure X number of listings? And number five, how many door knocks, cold calls, open houses, mail drops, expireds do I need to complete to acquire X number of listing appointments? A great little activity to go through. But I want you to keep two tips in mind, guys. Two tips. First one, I don't want you to do your income goal based on buyer income, okay? I don't want you to include that buyer income in because it's just so volatile. You know, we work with a number of agents. I've done so here now in the US for 5 years, and I have never, ever seen an agent hit accurately their buyer income goal because it's so volatile. It's either more than what you anticipated or it's way, way, way less. You don't have as much control. I think that these numbers need to be based solely on listings. Not to mention as well, you don't want your business geared around a part of real estate here in the United States that is under attack. Buyer side is commonly, you know, spoken about at all real estate conference here in the United States, whether it be Inman, the CAR conference, NAR conference, where buyer side is going away. Now, I'm not saying don't do it, guys, because it's money for jam. It's the cream on top, the cherry on top, whatever you want to call it. I'm saying take the money if it's there, but don't focus your business around it, okay? See if there's an avenue that you can refer it to somebody that isn't a listing-orientated agent, still receive an income off it, but still maintaining your key focus on listings. Second tip. When it comes to these, this reverse analysis to find your number, is deal in net. The difference between GCI and NCI, gross commission income versus net commission income. Gross commission income can allow you to live in this absolute false economy, yeah. You know, full of rainbows, butterflies, and leprechauns, okay? It doesn't exist. I know agents, and I've dealt with agents in the past that have done $3 million in GCI and had taken home between the two of them, you know, $250,000 each. It would drive me mental if we did $300,000 in gross commission income and only took $500,000 out of that business. That business doesn't make any sense. Okay, so with your expenses and everything of that nature, you need to take that out before equating so that you don't live in a false reality, as Jason said. So deal in net commission income, NCI. Let me give you an example of that.
So, yeah, so let's do an example, Ben, with the numbers.
Yep.
You show them what it looks like, right? When we look at that number and then work backwards to figure out what we need to do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis.
So here's an example, okay? If I wanted to make $100,000 of net commission income, meaning in my pocket, after paying Uncle Sam, after all of my expenses, that I can go out and spend that $100,000.
Now, this is after tax or before tax?
This is after tax, everything. After everything that you've equated
100
for.
100 grand, cash money.
Cash money in the bank. So, first of all, I need to determine what my average house price is. So that obviously means that you need to either reflect on your previous years. Now, reflect on a number of your previous years if you've been in the industry a few years, so that therefore you can look at what you've done in the past. You can do that by looking at your farm area also, or the active areas where you are going to target those expired listings. You can look at the fundamental averages of those properties and prices. Average commission percentage. So guys, we all want to believe that we do 3% as an average commission, but reality sets in and says it's 2.5. You can be a little bit conservative with this, obviously, and put it at 2.5. So if I had an average sale price of, say, $550,000, I had an average commission percentage of 2.5%. That gives me an average commission, a total commission, okay, of $13,750. So just to repeat, average house price, average commission percentage, average commission. So average house price, $550, with an average commission percentage of 2.5% gives me $13,750 as a total commission. Break that down even further than average net commission income per closing. So my average commission is $13,750, which we just worked out. Then we take out our expenses. You take out the franchise fee of 6%, your office split, whether that be 50, 60, 70, 80%, okay? Your average expense for taking a listing. You know, we've seen in the US, your average expense per agent around $1,000 is what we've looked at for an auction property after photos and things of that nature. That doesn't include insurances you need to pay. It doesn't include your gas. It doesn't include your time. You need to look at your average expense per listing as well. Easily looked at by photos and the general things that you guys do. Average tax rate. Now, you obviously need to seek the advice of your accountant before probably doing this. And it depends on what your income goal is, of course, as well. But we've used an average of around 30%. After writing a number of things off, all of that type of stuff, using an average of around 30%. So again, minus, franchise fees, office splits, average expenses, and average tax rate, of around 30%, my average net commission income from that $13,750 that we determined was $5,633.25. So in essence, with an average sale price of $550,000, with an average commission percentage of 2.5%, with my average commission dollar coming in of total commission of $13,750 minus my expenses and my office split is $5,600 odd that ultimately I end up getting per transaction. Now, to determine what my actual number is, of properties that I need to sell in order to achieve that $100,000 of net commission income, I divide that $5,633.25, divide $100,000 by that number. So divide my $100,000 goal of net commission income by my average net commission income per transaction. Yep, $5,633. That gives me 17.75 transactions that I need to do in order to get that number. So round it up, I need to do 18 transactions in order to make $100,000 of net commission income. Now, keep in mind, guys, if your average sale price is a lot higher, we deal with a lot more coastal real estate here in Southern California. Make it fit you, absolutely. So at the end of the day, you can determine what that number is. Now, guys, this is where we may lose you a little bit. But in saying that, here is a very accurate goal for you to do so that then we can determine the feasibility of then finding your farm area if you want to do farm area prospecting, or knowing your number if you wanted to keep to that expired listing structure, is that 18 transactions is what you need to do in order to get to that $100,000 of net commission income with an average sale price of $550 and an average commission percentage of 2.5%. Now, if I need to do 18 transactions, your average list to sale ratio in a marketplace like we're going to face in 2019, I wouldn't think it's going to be any more in traditional real estate than 50%. So determining your list to sale ratio, for example, if I was an agent that just did traditional real estate, I would and I needed to sell 18 properties, okay, I would need to list
36
in order to get to that 18. Now, that's a daunting prospect in order to go out there and list 36 properties in order to sell 18 of them. That is why incorporating auction into your business in 2019 is a very, very important part of all of this, guys, because I'm not saying that auction needs to be the only thing that you do. Jason and I don't ever preach that auction is the only thing that you need to be doing, but it definitely needs to be a 50-50 ratio of what you're doing, because we have a much better success rate and you are working a lot smarter rather than just simply harder. There is nothing more downheartening than putting, 2, 3, 4 months into a listing and not getting rewarded financially for that because you've essentially worked for free. Because if your list to sale ratio is absolutely horrible, you might as well go stack shelves at Ralph's right now at a supermarket because if you break down your hourly rate, it's absolutely atrocious. So incorporating auction into your business, even if you used a substandard success rate of 80%, if you did 50% traditional listings and 50% auction, you know, that means that you essentially are only going to have to list, say, call it 22 odd properties in order to get to that 18 number, because your success of auctions are going to be so much more higher. And not to mention, you become a better realtor because of processing inventory. Your traditional success will go up as well because you can use that fundamental process. So understanding all of this in your number. So just to reiterate, in order to get to my $100,000 of net commission income, after expenses, after paying the tax man, everything, okay, I need to do 18 transactions. Now, I know that this is going off in a tangent, but if you are running a farm area, or if you're running an expired listing business, you really only need to get to 60% of that number in order for your business to propel forward. So a great example of that, if I need to hit 18 transactions, I need to really only get to roughly around 11 of those transactions in order for my business to continue to propel forward. If I'm prospecting around my listings, if I'm continuing that up, in order for me to hit my number of 18.
Natural business growth.
To give people an example, natural business growth, mate, absolutely. But to give people an example, let's say that you wanted to lose 10 pounds, okay, in the new year. If I was a personal trainer and just said, hey, you need to lose 6 and then the other 4 will just simply fall off. That's essentially what we're telling you to do, is that you only need to get to 60% of what your actual number is in order for your business to propel forward. And that is what we've fundamentally seen over a decade in real estate, is that you get to 60% of your number and your business will naturally progress in the direction that you need it to go to. And in most cases, it will exceed that number. Guys, this is a little bit confusing. I understand that. But just to reiterate here at the end before we finish off, the 5 reverse analysis to actually find out what your number needs to be, okay, is how much money do I want to make? Net commission, not GCI, okay? How many homes do I need to sell in order to make X number of money? Okay, how many listings do I need to secure to make X number of homes? Looking at that list to sale ratio, looking at the area's list to sale ratio. Next one is how many listing appointments do I need to conduct to get X number of listings? How many door knocks, cold calls, expired phone calls, mail drops, open houses do I need to do in order to secure X number of listings? Then going through and breaking it down. What is your net commission income goal? What is your average house price? What is your average commission percentage? What is your average commission that you get? What is that average commission minus your fees that you have, minus your tax rate? What do you end up getting on average per commission that you receive? Then take your net commission income goal annually, divide it by that number in order to get to your number. Then determine and make sure that you know what you need to do in order for your list to sale ratio to be exactly what you need it to be, in order to make sure that you know how many listings you need to bring on. Don't use buyer income in this equation yet again, guys. I've said that because it's too volatile. Use it as the cherry on top and the cream on top, because if you list, you will have more opportunities to control your business, okay, and list to last. Anything else, Jace?
No, I think that's good. It helps grow a sustainable business. It helps you stay on track every day, every week, every month, so that you know exactly where your business is going, so that then you can forecast and you can schedule exactly how your business is going to grow, or how you're going to sustain what it is that you're doing.
Guys, look forward to you listening to the next episode of Rethink Real Estate. Thanks very much.